We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting Samach Hei Beis from the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us that there are certain people, Yaitse Bekoiler, someone's going out to be killed, or Mepharis, he goes up a Yam, or goes up a Shiara, or a Mesukin, which means a Shemira. All these people, if they say Kisv Gel Ishti, even though they didn't say Tnu, they mean to say Tnu as well, because by them, they're just so vulnerable, and they're going to die. They think they're going to die, and therefore, they mean to give a get. So Gemara brings down a Maisa here about Mominus, and has Shaykhis to our Mishnah. So to Gemara, Geneva Yoytze V'Kerla Hava. Geneva was going out to get killed, and we learned about this early on in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Geneva was starting up, and the Maisa has a Oynish, Min HaShemayim. What happened was, they caught him, and they were going to bring him to kill him. Yoytze V'Kerla Hava, Kanofik, when he was going out, Omar, Havu arba meya zuzi l'Rabba Vina mechamra den harpanya. Give 400 zuz to Rabba Vina from my chamra that I have in Nahar Panya. From the chamra I have in Nahar Panya, please give that to Rabba Vina. Om Rabba Zeira, Dora Rabba Vina Sulte. He told Rabba Vina, take your mezainis, take your silta, take your basket with mezainis, va'ozal legabe the Rabba Huna Rabbe, and go to Rabba Huna your Rabbi. Because according to Huna Rabbi, you'll be able to get this present that Geneva gave to you. Because Geneva didn't make a kinyan on it. He was going to die, he says, give it to him. But the halacha is that a matnas shchimira doesn't need a kinyan. The only question is this considered a matnas shchimira? He's going to have a kailer. So we're going to see that Rav Huna held that matana is like a get. And by a get we find that the din is that a masuk, a yaitzah lekailer, the yaitzah to go hang out to get killed, it's considered like a shchimira. So therefore, by money also, we'll consider like a shchimra. Now, not a shchimra, doesn't need a kinyan. So he tells Rav Avina, so here, Rav Zera tells Rav Avina, go to Rav Huna, your Rebbe, and he'll paskin for you, because according to his psak, you'll be able to get that wine, that 400 zuz of wine. Dom Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says a memra, gita ki matanta. Gita is like a matana. Ma matana, what does he say? This is part of his memra. That ma matanasa yim omad chayzer. Just like by matna shchimira, the halacha is, if he gives a matna shchimira, he kind of had a kinyan. But if he gets better, it's chayzer. It's not a present anymore, because he only gave it because he's going to die. So if he gets better, it's not a present. So, and Rav Huna said, the same thing is by a get. If someone writes a get, that because he's a shchimira, af gitim omad chayzer, if he gets better, it's a chazara. And now, this is what the Rav Zera added on. He said, and we can see also from Rav Huna, Omah Gita, Afgalei Parish, Kim Da'ama Kisvu, Afgalei Metru, just like by a get, in the case of Yotze B'Kailar. There the halacha is, that if you say Kisvu, you didn't say Tnu, it's like you said Tnu, Af Matanasa, Kim Da'ama Tnu, Afgalei Kalimine, even though you're not Kaina. And we're speaking out that the Chiddush is that even Yotze V'Kailah, because that they don't need a Kinyan Matna Shchimira, is not the Chiddush of Rav Huna. That's everyone knows. Like Tosfos speaks out, Dibur Masechta Kedei, in the middle of Tosfos is Dibur Masechta Kedei. Tosfos says, Tosfos, Rav Huna, Mahotzuch Lashvienu, Kiv Dama Tnu, Afgav Loi Knu, Kanamine. Hapshita, the Matna Shchimira Bekulu, Oi Mitzav Machos Misa, Loi Bein in Kinyan. So he says the Chiddush is that Yotze V'Kailah is Ksidah Shchimira. That's what he wanted to tell him. So Maskev Rav Abba asked, how can you say that get is like Matana? Get exactly like Matana? Imam Matana, Yeshna Lachamisa. Matana is possible Lachamisa. If you tell someone you get a Matana after my death, it works. Av get Yeshna Lachamisa, could it get Michal after Misa? So we're saying they're exactly the same. Moses says, no. Hachiashta, Vishlom Matana Lachamisa, Matana Isa Lachamisa. It's possible to have Matana after Misa. El a get Lachamisa Miika, but a get after Misa is not possible. Therefore, you don't make a dimion to two things that are not possible. So El Rabba Abba, Because there you can make something work. You can make work the Mafreya. You can make the Chalois now. You can make the memra now for the Chalois to happen later on. You have the power now to make any time capsule on anything. You could say that I want to give this to you in 20 days. So you could do that. And even now alive at that time, it took to be Chalois because money could work even after Misa. You don't need him to be out. Yeah. No, works from then later on. Works Mafreya if I get the work also. No, works from later on. No, works from later on. Works later on. You have a power now to do. You could do a time thing on. You could do time thing on get also. The problem is you have to be alive. It's after the chalitz get because there's no husband to get divorced from. But money, you could do it even after Misa. That's the law. Huh?
Even though it's not yours.
Right. Right now it's yours, and you could do have a power now to put into a time capsule on money. You have a power to do that, and the get also you have technically a power to do that. Just you're not going to be around, so it won't work. Elor of Abba Halka Kasha. This is Kasha. Matna Shchibra b'Miksasi. So Rabbi has different kasha. The halacha is that the matan shchirim ra is it works without a kinyan. It's only if he gives away all his property, because that's clearly the guy is about to die. He's giving away everything, but if he only gives away part of his stuff, that's not called matan shchirim ra. That's called a regular matana, and it needs a kinyan. So here, this Geniva had more than 400 zuz of wine. He had more than 400 zuz to his name. He didn't give away all. He didn't give away everything. He only gave away 400 zuz. So that was Rabbi Abba's kasha. It's not a matan shchirim ra at all. Well, matan shchirim ra mixes by a kinyan. So, Freit the Gemara, Taka, it's a good kasha. Mechlad Rav Huna Sava Loi by a Kenyan. Rav Huna hold you don't need a Kenyan, but Kaimel the by a Kenyan. But Lachari, we hold you need a Kenyan. So, what is Rav Zeir being right for Rav Huna? Lachari, it's a good kasha. Rav Abba has a good kasha. So, Gemara, no. Shani Hocha, the Mitzava Machmas Misahu. There's a new thing called Mitzava Machmas Misa, which means if someone says, I'm giving you this present because I'm about to die, then even a Mixas doesn't need a Kenyan. And here the chiddush is that a yoytze bekoiler, even without saying the word misa, is considered like mitzav machas misa. Look at Rashi, the mitzav machas misa. Rashi shal yideya shal yoytze bekoiler in a chayze. He knows that you're not coming back. So therefore, that's what the taina was. Rav Huna's taina. It's a mitzav machas misa. Break the mar b'chal. Rav Abba saw a mitzav machas misa by a kinyan. Is Rav holding need a kinyan for mitzav machas misa? For a karmel loy by a kinyan. We pass. You don't need a kinyan. So what's Rav Abba's kasha? Ella Rav Abba Hachi Kashla, the third version of Rav's Kashla, the final one. This was his Kashla. Hachi Kashla. Chamra Loi Kama. He didn't say to give you wine. He said 400 zuz from wine. So I didn't say, Rav Abba said, he didn't say to give him wine. Demei Chamra Loi Kama. He didn't either say to give him the proceeds of the wine. It says 400 zuz mechamra kama. And Rav Abba says, that makes no sense. There's no money in wine. How does it make sense to say, give him 400 zuz of wine? Doesn't make sense. So that was Rabbi's taina. The thing he gave him didn't make sense. Like Rashi says, mechamra kama, zuzi mechamra kama, denes v'levi, chayisim moyis meyayin, do you turn wine into money? Ve'idach, mechamra k'del yapois es koichoi. No, Rav Huna says no. When he says, or Rav Zeru, who's telling it too, says that here, he said mechamra to meyapois koich. What does that mean? He wanted to give him 400 zuz, but he wanted a collateral for that. So Gavina said, give Rabbi Avina 400 zuz, and you know I'm giving you a collateral on that. The mashkin on that is the wine, and even if the wine goes bad, you still have to give him 400 zuz. But I'm giving you a place where you can't claim that, oh, I don't have money, here's the wine, and you can't, on the other hand, you can't claim the wine got spoiled because you have money. So therefore, it's a way, it's an insurance policy. He said give him 400 zuz, but he told Mechamra, he said, look, I have wine there, and that should be a collateral for my present that I'm giving him. Zok to Mishnah Vayit. Mishnah Yom Mushloch Lebar. Someone who is in a bar, Va'omar, and he says, he can't see, it's a 40-foot bar. It's deep in the bar, he's going to die, and he wants to give a get to his wife, so it shouldn't be Chayim and Chalitza. So he says, Kol Shemeya is Kol, whoever hears my voice, Yichtev get l'ishtoy. Should write a get to his wife, Harel Yichtev v'yitnu. You could write the get and give it. That means the Chiddush here again is, that even though you didn't say Tnu, still you could write the get. And there's not a Chiddush, it's still you can give the get. You didn't say Tnu, you just said write the get, you said give, still it's like you said Tnu. Because the halacha is by a regular person, we'll see in the next Mishnah, if you just say kosu get, you can't give the get. You have to say tenu. But here again, since he's about to die, so you say it's kisvu with tenu, and it's extra chiddush here. You don't even see the fellow really. He's all the way down there, and still he says his name, where he's from. You trust him, and you give a get. And number three chiddush is that this is called a shlichus. It's called, even though maybe it's not a direct shlichus, Taisus brings down one of his pshat mar, that here, he's saying, whoever hears my voice should be a shliach, that's like a miyachid. Whoever hears my voice is a shliach, and therefore, you're a shliach, and a rehele yichtu yitnu. Freiting mar, akasha, v'leichus, shema shedu. How do you know that the person in there is this person? Maybe it's a shade impersonating the Reuven. He's being impersonating Reuven. I know it's Reuven there. You looked into the bar and you saw a form of a person. A shade also can make himself look like he has a form of a person. You saw his shadow. A shade also has a shadow. You saw a shadow of a shadow. It seems like people have two shadows. They have like a weaker shadow and a stronger shadow. But that's only possible by a person and not by a shade. So therefore, we saw Bavaya. But we know it's not a shade. Right, the Gemara of Dilma Inunami Islahu. Maybe they also have two shades. A shade does not have Bavaya, and therefore, we know it's a person. Right, the Gemara Nuchshash. But Dilma Tzari, maybe the person down there is a Tzara who is impersonating this guy, and because he wants to mess up the other wife. He wants to mess up because if she gets the get and then she goes marry someone else, she's going to be usher for life. So therefore, maybe he wants to do a shtick here. So I'm going to talk very small, but Shasakana Kais and Nezra Abish and Rakirim. Here, it's Sakana. The guy's in the bar. He's going to die in 10 minutes. If you don't do it now, and therefore, like Rashi says at Lashon, and therefore, we even though we don't mamish 100% know that it's not, it's this guy, it's not the Tzara, still we give the get. Now, it's Mechalikus Rishonim. Is this answer also on the shade? We had a question, well, maybe it's a shade. We said, no, you saw Bavaya Devaya. So Mechalikus Rishonim, some say you still have to see the Bavaya, you have to still see the shadow of the shadow. You still have to see that. And then, but Tzara, we're answering by Mesukin. That's some Hashem. Some Hashem says, no, once you say this terrorist, that Vashasa Sakana will make all, so then you make all Legamri. Zog to Mishnah Vayit, the new Mishnah. Habari Shama Kisu Gel Ishti. Someone who is healthy, and he says, write a get for my wife. He didn't say Tnu. Rotzo Asachibo. He's just making a joke. And he's just writing a get, you know, having a get prepared. Since he didn't say Tnu, you cannot give that get. Maisa Bariach, there's a story with a Bari. Shama Kisu Gel Ishti. Va'ol Reish Gag Menafal. V'meis. What happened was, he said Kisu, he didn't say Tnu. And then he went up to the roof, and he fell down, and he died. Shama Rosh Hashanah depends how he fell. Imma Atz Menafal, if he jumped off, Harei is a get. It's a get because it shows now that he really was planning on dying. So then it's like a shchimira. Im haruach dechase and a get. But if he fell off by mistake, it's not a get because he never said tenu. He was a bari at that time, and therefore he never said tenu, so he cannot give the get. So the Gemara that we said in the ratio of the Mishnah, bari, you don't say tenu, you're stuck. Then it brings in a maisa that by a bari it is, you could give it. Maisa lister. It's like the maisa doesn't stem with the first line of Mishnah. So we're missing something. If something happens afterwards, that's mechiach on the beginning that is megal to us what his das was. Then I raise a get. What's an example of that? He said, "Write a get for my wife." He didn't say tnu. But all the guy went up to the roof. V'nafal he fell. V'meis and he died. If he jumped off, raise a get. Again, because if he jumps off, then it's mechiach that he's planning on dying. So then it becomes similar to a shchimira over there when a guy is dying. So then we always say when he says kisvu, he means tenu also because he's dying, and therefore it makes sense that he meant to give the get.
If you don't know,
and if you don't know how he fell off, then it's a safek megareshes. Right, then it's safek megareshes. Ahu gavra. The Olabe Knishta, a guy went into a shul, he needed Eidim for his get. Askech Makre Yenuka, he found a Rebbe, Ubrei and his son, the Yasve V'Yosef in a Shachrina Gabeo. And another person was sitting next to them, and the son was a gadol also. So we had here a father, a son, the father's job, Punk was a Makre Yenuka, he was a Rebbe, and it was a father, a son, and a son, another person, Amalu, he tells those three people, Beit Trei Menaychu, Nichtavu Gitu Levesayu, two of you write a get for my wife. And Rashi's Mavuyer, the guy was going to Medinas Yam. He's about to leave on a big trip, so therefore you don't say Tenu. That's Mavuyer and Rashi. So first, Mavuyer and Rashi, that the case was, he went on Medinas Yam. What happened was, the Soif Shchiv Mikri Yenuka, this Rebbe died. And now, the Shaila is could the son be an aid or not? Because maybe, when you appoint two aidim, you definitely didn't mean the father and son, because they're related. So you meant either the father and son, and the other guy. So you probably mean the father's older. Or maybe do you mean the son? Do you point the son of aid, the makam that follows here? So me masvi in his bra, shlicha makam ava. Do you point a son, a shliach, or aid, but makam the father? Or loy? Rav Nachman, loy masvi in his bra, shlicha makam ava. You don't do that. You don't appoint a son, an aid, makam the father sitting there. Rav Papi, masvi in his bra, shlicha makam ava. You do appoint a son, the aid, even the father sitting here. Or Rav Hilchasa, that's halacha, masvi in his bra, shlicha makam ava. You do appoint a son, a aid, b'makam ava. Now, is this only if he died? Or if he didn't die? Let's say he didn't die. Could the son be an aid? Or maybe, if the father's alive, it's definitely meant the father. It just means if the father dies, then the son. So it's a shayla in the Rishonim. Look at the Rishonim, it was the halacha there. But like upon him, that's definite. If the father died, then the son and the chaveray could write the get, and like Rashi speaks out because why don't you ask the husband? Because he went Limedinas Hayam. That's the raya that you don't need to know because he went Limedinas Hayam.